I'm looking at this right now. It doesn't even make any difference here. I mean, what the heck's going on with this? Oh, welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brewer Show. As Austin and I are making a mess here, he just said. And I'm looking at this thing where it says, highlights, Artemis II astronauts reach orbit on historic mission to the moon. And I'm looking at this and I'm going,
We're going to the moon this week now?
We're first trip to the moon in more than half a century. That's a big build up to this, wasn't it?
Oh, it's funny how we suddenly just went to the moon while we're in a war with Iran and oil's over 100 a barrel. That's just coincidental. We just went to the moon last night. You know, I got nothing better to do, guys.
I kind of like what I would like to watch the launch. You know,
yeah,
it says
whatever.
This whole thing, I mean, all of a sudden we're just going to the moon.
Where are you finding that?
This must be an April Fool's joke.
Yeah, I think it's April Fool's, dude. Your report on yesterday's news.
Yeah,
you gotta be really careful on April 1st, which was yesterday. I don't even know how much protein I'm eating.
Why do people do that?
It's April Fool's. I'm like, there's no way we went to the moon. We never went to the moon the first time. I'm getting emails on that one. Don't start me on that one. It's too early for it. A little late show with Hagman. Got more stuff to do today. Another show. So, while I'm over here making a shake, I need some chocolate fit food. Be sure to check out the products of the week. Y'all voted. It won. Thyroid support. A lot of people don't know how good this product is for metabolism and balanced energy, especially because a lot of people are deficient in iodine and other nutrients to keep their thyroid functioning properly. What are you doing over there? Here's some fit.
I am awake. I was on with John Moore this morning.
Wake up, Moore.
You know, I'm looking at all this stuff, and this is 3 hours ago. Artemis, this is not just April Fool's anymore. This is,
he got April Fool's, guys.
NASA launched a historic mission to the moon around 3 hours ago.
We didn't go to the moon, dude. We're not going to the moon.
I know that. We can't do it with what we have, the technology that they're saying we have.
We probably went to the moon with some other... I don't know, man. Where do we go with the show?
I'm just pretty... Okay. I'm irritated I even reported on this because it doesn't make any sense. Because where's our buildup?
There's no buildup because we didn't go.
Okay, I'm making a purple stick.
I'm getting ready to evaluate my entire life right now. So, also...
You're getting ready to evaluate your entire life right now? Hey, stay focused here. We got to do something besides evaluate your entire life.
7 reasons your thyroid medication isn't working. Because you're deficient in thyroid support from Health Masters. Wow. There you go. That's the number one reason.
I feel like I'm making breakfast on the set.
Yeah, we just walked in here, guys. We'll be back out in a minute. Where was that? There's an article I want to cover on that. Oh, what? I was trying to find it.
So whether or not we're on the verge of the moon, to Artemis or not, guys, send me an email. Let me know if this is even true. It's saying it is. But it's not from some kind of spam website. It's from NBC out of Miami. So maybe we're actually doing this, you know, the war obfuscation, like you said, right in the middle of the Iran war. Why are we doing all this?
That's good.
And of course, we have a
house. All right, I'm back.
Oh, no. The Artemis II mission is sending the first woman to the first person of color on a lunar fly around, taking them further in space than before.
It gets worse.
Well, now we got to make sure it's politically correct.
What?
Okay.
Okay, we're getting a different topic here. I gotta pull my articles from earlier. I don't know what you're doing.
I'm gonna do a Snopes thing. See if this is even real. Of course, Snopes gives you about half wrong stuff too.
There it goes. There's the story I was looking for. Vitamin D, 48 patient study offers the clearest mechanistic explanation yet for why D3 supplementation improves income and improves outcome of inflammatory bowel syndromes. Scientists have long known that vitamin D helps people with IBD, which is inflammatory bowel syndrome. The studies now find it in Cell Reports Medicine, built on years of clinical observation linking D3 deficiency to worse IBD outcomes. Unlike previous research, the new study maps the precise immune mechanisms at work, a detail that could reshape how doctors approach treatment. It says the team tracked changes in gut bacteria, antibodies, immune cells, and immune cell adapters for each participant, creating a detailed before and after picture of how vitamin D was altering the relationship between the immune system and the gut microbe. At the end of the study period, participants showed higher levels of immunoglobulin, an antibody that shields bacteria from immune attack, and lower levels of immunoglobulin, indicating broader shifts in immune activity. The study suggests that vitamin D may help rebalance how the immune system sees gut bacteria. This is an important step towards understanding how we might restore immune tolerance to IBD and why this also matters for Crohn's and colitis patients. Guys, there's so many factors on gut health that just are enormous. You know, I talked to another individual the other day. They were talking about how they're having all these gut problems again and inflammation. I hear this every day now. And they're talking about how their stomach's messed up and they're having acid reflux. And I said, dude, just jump on the GHI cleanse for the first week. Knock that out. Then start taking other supplements, then throw in the D3, throw in the probiotics, throw in the different formulas that we have, because the GHI really cuts down on the inflammation, and that is one of the first things you got to do is, A, cut out the high-processed foods, those processed foods, all those inflammatory foods that are yakking your gut up, cut them out, go on the GHI cleanse. That's why yesterday I talked to Doug, and we brought it up because it's honestly probably one of the best places to start, and that was basically the restart kit with the GHI cleanse and the magnesium brain food.
You pushed GHI again?
I didn't push it. He started it.
Well, that's because he had such good results.
Yeah, I'm about to say, he started it last night. It was the brain and body restart kit, and that was the kit we threw together.
We ran out last time. We had back orders out the yin yang when you did that.
He brought it up. He talked about it again.
This product's hard to make.
You know what he also started doing too? And I'm not, this is not a claim. He started giving his dog NAC. And it's like significantly reversed the liver problems that this dog has had.
I wouldn't doubt that at all.
Now, I'm not making any claims about NAC in dogs, but he's been doing it. He went over his protocol last night with it. And he feeds his dog clean food. He doesn't feed his dog basically a bunch of junk.
You know, why is it that people will give their horses and their dogs and their cats the highest quality food they can eat, and then they want to eat junk?
I brought this up last night as well. I said it's crazy to me how many people I've personally seen before where they will sit there and buy, like, organic food for their dog, which, whatever, if that's what you want to do, you want to take care of your dog. But then they will literally go eat trash, mm-hmm. and they eat, like, Taco Bell and junk food every single day. And I'm like, what are you doing, dude? And they're complaining about all these gut problems, all these health problems, all these energy problems, all these mental acuity problems. But then they take care of their dog like their dog's going out of style. And I said, if you want to take care of your dog, cool. I said, but don't forget about you.
Well, you know, I love pets. You know,
I got one.
You know, I mean, I had Malamutes, you know. I mean, it's the thing about it is people just need to realize that dogs are important. They are. They really are. And they're really good companions. I love dogs. And cats are great outside. They're great for, like, catching mice and stuff, you know. And at least they have better bowel habits than dogs have. At least they use a litter box. But, of course, that can be filled with toxoplasmae. So you got to be careful with all this stuff as far as parasites. But the reality is that, you know, cats and dogs still aren't humans. They're not that. They're not that.
No, they're not.
And so, I find it ironic that they would be more careful with what these cats and dogs eat than they do with their own family and their own children.
And their children. Yeah. That's the thing, too. I said it's crazy to me how I've seen families over the years where their animals will get all this preferential food, and then their kids are still eating, you know, Fruit Loops in the morning for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you guys, are we on the same page here?
No, I remember years ago I went to Wacom Kennels. I was in Snohomish, Washington. Actually, I went there. I called them up. They sent me a bunch of pictures, and we ordered two giant Alaska Malamutes, one at a time.
They were big.
Big animals. And they said, if you really want to get maximum growth out of them, you got to feed them raw hearts raw kidneys. You have to get them ground up. And I thought, you got to be kidding me. So there's a place called Burt's Market. You remember that? Awesome.
Uh-huh.
They used to have great meat. They're gone now. And I remember we'd go over there and say, I need 100 pounds of raw hearts and raw kidneys. And they said, we have to order those in. We don't stock them. And I said, they'd order them for me. And they'd grind them up, and then we'd freeze them. And the dogs got huge. And Baron went to 170 pounds.
Yeah. I used to feed Diesel that.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, just
24-inch neck on him. I was like, God.
Oh, by the way, Nike is on its last legs as the stock price plummets after a woke push blows up in its face. Yeah. Nike stock has dumped to its lowest level more than a decade after the sportswear giant warned sales will keep falling through 2026. Shares hit an 11-year low. Go woke, go broke is the bleak outlook. The brand has been hit by triple whammy backlash to its woke image shift, a failed retreat from major retail partners in favor of direct-to-consumer selling, and a deepening slump in China. The sale of the pressures on Nike was laid bare at a recent all-hands meeting where CEO Elliot Hill struck an unusually blunt tone with staff in a recording linked to Bloomberg News. Quote, I am so tired, I know you are too, of talking about fixing this business, Hill said during the meeting. I want to move to inspiring and driving growth and having fun. All right, here's the deal. you got a product that had an unbelievably strong brand image, premium brand image, that you could sell tennis shoes that were worth $50 for $500.
Especially when Jordan coupled with them. That's what really took Nike to the moon.
Yeah, but you got to remember, guys, you know, when you go in here and you start tying yourself together with transgenders and woke people and all the rest, the people that are athletes out in the world that really want to do
that
wear good
actually
shoes,
can afford those shoes too. Let's clarify that.
Yeah, they just don't want to be involved with all that. And so the problem with that is that you're going to, you know, it's the same thing in Hollywood. I mean, I haven't seen a decent Hollywood movie in forever.
Yeah, and every time I go, the movie theaters are empty.
The last two that came out last year with awards, one of them was a communist movie and the other one was a doggone vampire movie. And I didn't see either one of them, nor do I have any interest in ever seeing them. You know, I was watching the Lonesome Dove last night.
Old school show.
And it's some of the best acting I've ever seen. It really, really is. And, you know, and the sad part about it is those types of old school actors that are really that good, there just aren't that many of them around anymore, Austin. And pretty soon we're going to have AI everything. Now, one other thing, too, I want to issue a little bit of a warning today. And this is very, very important. You know, here's a picture I want to show you. This guy. This is important that we talk about this. Here's a photograph. Can you guys see it in the camera in there?
Empty hollow shell. Now.
Okay. Well, this is a man who just killed both of his parents. He's 29 years old out in Arizona. I don't know if he has autism or has some type of learning disability, but they were taking care of him, and he ended up having mental issues, and they ended up having to put him on prescription drugs, and he got so angry at both of them that he killed them both. He basically stabbed them to death and beat them to death with a hammer. And the sad part about this is his son, 29, killed both parents at Arizona home, didn't dial 911 to tell cops what he had done, the investigators say. Now, the reason I bring this up to you is because I told you the other day that I've got a friend of mine who has a ward that he takes care of who has autism. And the child, you know, talks in all these weird languages all the time. He sounds like he's demon-possessed. And I told you the other day, he just straight hit me in the car when I was driving. I threw a block up and blocked him, took him back to the house. Here's the point I'm trying to make with all of this. If these kids get violent with you and they start hitting you and doing other things to you, and he's hit multiple people now, I found out, then what's going to stop them from picking up a knife? Austin?
Not much.
Especially when they're full-grown men.
Yeah.
You know, and they're strong. And he stabbed his dad was in great shape, but his dad apparently got stabbed. And then he stabbed his mom to death. They killed them both. And so be really, really careful if you're dealing with children that you have in your home that are adults that are heavily medicated, and make sure they don't go violent on you. That's really, really important. Now, here's the other question I've got for you, too, Austin. They knew when they did this with the autism, these children were going to get older and grow up and be 30 years old or 40 years old. They knew that we would not be able to take care of them from a home standpoint because of their violent behavior. They knew all of this in advance before they started pushing the autism agenda to get millions of kids down that are basically brain dead and brain damaged into the public arena. So what I look at is this. There was a Harold Klaus Bella out of Germany. He's a physicist over there. He said that what they do and what they've done is they've allowed themselves to have an entire group of kids that could be demonically possessed because they have no ability to stop the possession. And so how do we know that entities from the other side of the veil don't want to come here and inhabit these bodies? And you say, well, this sounds really goofy. Well, I'm going to stop the topic right now because it does sound really goofy. I don't even like talking about it. But the point is, who's going to take care of these children when they're 40, 50 years old and their parents are gone and we have millions of them? Who's going to take care of them? Is this more of the Cloward and Piven strategy to destroy the republic? Is that what this is? Because you're going to have a giant welfare system for children in the millions who can't take care of themselves? I mean, because autistic kids that are really non-functional, they have to have 24-hour care. They get dangerous to themselves and other people. So be very, very careful. If you have a child or your neighbors have a child, and I'm going to say this too, or if you have somebody who wants to bring one of these types of children over or men over or adults over to your house, especially if you have young children, because you don't know what they're going to do and how they're going to act. You really don't. In fact, I asked Van now, since Johnny decided to hit me in the car, and he didn't hurt me because I blocked it, but I just told him, I said, you can't bring him over here anymore. We're done with it. I'm done with that. And then when he asked him, I mentioned the other day, I said, will you ask Johnny why he hit me? And he said, the devil told me to do it. Now, that's kind of interesting. So you gotta realize there's a lot of that going on. By the way, a girl who vanished in Arizona in 1994, over 30 years ago, basically they found her 32 years later. And now they won't disclose what happened to her or where she's been or anything else out of privacy for her. So when they here's what they do. You know, about 800,000 children get abducted in the United States every year, never to be seen again. Now what they do is they throw, this is a bone. Oh, by the way, we found her after 32 years.
That little sliver of hope.
That's what this says.
Oh, yeah.
Out of the millions and millions and millions and millions that disappear all the time, we have one just suddenly after 32 years, it shows up, and now all of a sudden it's like, oh,
we're not going to disclose what happened for 32 years.
Well, no, of course they don't want to do it. And now also Matt Gaetz, this is an interesting guy, he said he was briefed, you know, before he was, you know, kicked out of office, he said he was briefed on the hybrid race mixing humans with aliens.
Oh, wow.
Says we're going weird on the show. Anyhow, we'll finish it. Former U.S. Representative Matt Gaetz said he was briefed by a United States Army member on a secret breeding program between aliens and humans. Speaking on the right-wing podcast, Gaetz said that a person in military uniform informed him about hybrid breeding programs where captured aliens were breeding with humans to create some hybrid race that could engage in intergalactic communication. Now you think, oh, this all sounds like nonsense. Guys, we've already had this whole discussion in Genesis chapter 6. This has already been done. They did it until the entire planet was basically filled with hybrids. They were no longer human DNA, and God said enough, and he flushed the planet. This stuff that they're doing is very, very real, and then it talks about cloning and a lot of other things. The reality is all of that technology is out there. We just don't talk about it because we don't want to know about it because, quite frankly, most people don't really care, Austin. They're too busy trying to earn a living and pay their bills and buying their $6 a gallon diesel fuel that they don't know what else to do as far as with their lives.
Or just stay distracted with theater.
Or they stay distracted with Kim Kardashian buttocks and all the rest. And now it was interesting, too. I heard another man on another podcast this morning, and he was talking about AI robots and how they're going to replace dentists and surgeons and doctors and plumbers and everything.
That's a little ways off with that.
Yeah, I did some research on it this morning, and it was talking about how robotics is going to, they're expanding so quickly now with AI that they're learning how to make, you know, lifelike movements, pupil dilation, all the stuff with human robots, and is being driven primarily for sex dolls.
Well, it'll be a long, cold day in hell before I let an AI machine work dental work on me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Open up. It's fine. He's safe and effective. He's going to your mouth with a needle.
Well, but, yeah, okay. But you think about it, though, from a standpoint, they have done cultural Marxism to such a point in this country now that men are hating women, women are hating men. It's unbelievable what's happened, and now they're bringing us AI robots for all these different purposes, including that. And so you ask yourself a question, you know, if a guy is basically completely and totally disgusted with dating, or a girl's completely and totally disgusted with dating because of what they've done, you know, they bring an AI robot out that you can't tell if it's a human or not, that's really nice, it's going to have a good attitude, what are you going to do? Who are you going to choose? And so this, again, is about reducing the population of the planet also. And that's what all of this has always been about, because these entities on the other side of the veil, there's too many of us here, and now they're telling us that they're mixing us with hybrid races, and Matt Gaetz is coming out and has gone public with this. And I wanted to cover that this morning because I think it's kind of crazy, especially with the AI technology and where it's going right now. Where Cyberdyne is upon us, Austin.
No, it is. I mean, but, you know, at a certain point, too, as far as in that realm, I think they vastly underestimate the aspect of having human engagement in everything. I mean, it comes, whether it be dentistry, whether it be dating, there's always an aspect of an individual who has a soul and has the ability to make on-the-clock reasoning skills without having to run into a computing system. Because the problem with a computing system, the one thing we'll never have is actual true empathy, and we'll never have a connection with God Almighty. It could never
happen. But you think about it for a second. How many kids now spend their life in their parents' basement playing video games?
Yeah, that's true.
How many kids basically stay online?
How many
men and women both spend their whole time in AI? They spend their whole time watching Snapchat, watching YouTube, watching videos without any real human interaction. And they start interacting with their animals, and they become like, you know, one with their dogs. They give human characteristics to the animals. They don't really go into a dating situation any longer because they're tired of dealing with all that. And so they go into a dreamlike world in which they do whatever they want to do whenever they want to do it with AI or with a chat box on AI, Austin.
Now, that's gotten huge.
No, I did not
realize how big that was until I talked to somebody the other day in the tech world.
Yeah.
They said, because apparently you pay for it. I didn't know this. Like, you buy these apps, and you'll be talking to this chat, and then basically they charge you more money every month. If you want to spend more time with you, got to be like upgrades. They said it's a huge industry now as far as generating cash and how many people just want to talk to somebody.
They're lonely.
Yeah. And they're buying subscriptions to talk to text something that's not even real.
Well,
it's a chat bot.
There are so many people out there that literally sit on their telephone all the time.
Oh, yeah. Well, you see it all the time.
You go
to dinner and you'll see a whole family, all the kids, all of them.
Well, no, and they're programmed to do that from the time they're 3 years old,
yeah.
4 years old, 5 years old. When they're 18 years old, they live on the computer. Now, like you said, they have iPads in schools, and pretty soon they have no ability to interact with other humans because they're always on the iPad. You ask them a question, they look at you, they don't even answer you because you're not an iPad. You're not your chat. You're not their chat box.
Well, no, they're building it. You can see the younger generation. They're building it on purpose to have a next generation that they don't even know how to function with humans. In a societal standpoint, it's all about onliners, all about AI. Going back to what you said, I want to switch back to that real quick. You said AI weapons.
This is the Cyberdyne.
Newly introduced U.S. Senate bill would allow the military to deploy autonomous lethal artificial intelligence system by granting the Secretary of Defense the authority to override its own restrictions. I called this
years
crap
ago
with Lavender AI beta program that Israel did with their IDF drone programs. You watched the show 2 years ago. IDF ran out with an AI Lavender drone pilot system, and it was used to target Hamas leaders. And they allowed the parameters. If there was a Hamas senior leader, they allowed up to 100 civilian deaths with that strike. There's an entire article that came out of the Middle East that was done by an IDF officer that released the information on it. They let the drones go full autonomous. And they said once they went autonomous, the target acquisition went nuts. Everybody was now a target. When you give drones an AI system the ability to start targeting anything, and you say, deem it so, run it through an algorithm, see if you're watching them with facial recognition, if you're picking them up on camera tracks, if you're seeing them with other individuals that are associated with this, if they are that individual, if they are a problem, deem it so, weapons free. That's a scary place, dude. And that's exactly what the U.S. Secretary of Defense is now wanting. AI Guardrails Act of 2026, yeah.
Well, then you got to remember too. You've got all these people that are trying to think, and then you inject them with a spike protein.
Yeah,
and now their personalities change, and the blood flow to the brain changes, and their ability to create concrete rational thought starts to get diminished. And now all of a sudden they're the ones that are targeting and engaging and training these AI robots.
Yeah, Pentagon approved AI system would independently identify and engage targets, making life and death decisions without real time human input. There is no language in that waiver clause limiting where the system can be used, whether targets are foreign or domestic.
Oh, wow. Oh, by the way, you know, J.D. Vance was really in a peace talk over there right now, talking to one of the guys in Iran. His name was Kamai Karadizi. And he's basically almost had a deal brokered, apparently, with this guy to stop the war. And guess what Israel decided to do? Is bomb the building the guy was in. Now he's been seriously injured. Yeah. Israel bombs Iranian official brokering a deal with J.D. Vance in an attempt to derail the Trump's peace talks. I don't even know how to respond to that.
No, there's a video. Let's see if I can find it.
Oh, by the way, Austria has now told the United States, you know, no way you're using our landing strips and our airports to launch attacks.
Bunch of crunches are doing that now. And France and Italy said that, too.
Well, because, and now Rubio goes, well, we're going to have to rethink NATO because we're not being supported by our allies to basically attack countries that are basically unprovoked wars and aggression by the United States and our allies who are there for a time of war. And if we all get attacked, if we get attacked, they're supposed to be here to defend us. They're not letting us go out and attack other countries, unilaterally here against, you know, the wishes of all these other countries, you know, combined with Israel. And they're saying, no, we're not going to do that. And now he's saying we need to get rid of NATO, and the Trump wants to get rid of NATO and everything else because they're not coming and helping us destroy a country that did nothing to us, Austin.
Yeah. There's a threatened withdrawal. There's a video I watched the other day with Joe Kent. and it was really good. I was trying to find it again. It was an interview that he did. He was a little tight-lipped because I know a lot of stuff is still classified. But the guy was asking him, he goes, how do we get out of this aspect with Iran? He goes, we stop funding Israel 100%. He goes, they're getting their cake and eating it too. He said, we're giving them anywhere between $25 to $30 billion a year. $25 to $30 billion a year in weapons systems. And we're fighting their war for them. He goes, this is asinine. This is Joe's case. This is the director of counterterrorism that resigned. 8 combat tours. Airborne Ranger came out and said, Israel's running the United States. Flat out. They're running the U.S. They're running this war.
And Trump went in and completely slammed him now.
Oh, yeah. No, oh, no, no, no. Now the FBI's full investigation on him. Full investigation on him. I mean, his pedigree is through the roof. His entire career since he was a kid, the military.
Well, the problem is he had inside information. He just declared to disclose it and tell the people the truth. And now he's going to be probably going to jail or being fined or being bankrupted.
Once you see that inside realm on it, you know, one of my really good friends I've known for years, Airborne Ranger, did 10 years primarily with Overwatch. And he said on his last tour, he was over there. And he said they basically were in their last transport. They were getting a bunch of C-130s were coming in. They were providing Overwatch for the ground or the ground infantry to transfer all these pallets. Pallets of armaments, 50 caliber weapons, 50 caliber systems, heavy weapons, mortars, grenades. And they were giving and said all these guys were there, all these like moderate rebels is what they kept calling them. And they said they had these brand new trucks and all these different things. And he'd never even seen a lot of these guys before. He said he got back off deployment, got off, and he had his opportunity to re-up again. And he said within weeks, those exact same guys that he was providing Overwatch to make sure they had all their weapons were suddenly on TV, and they were now known as ISIS and their brand new pickup trucks that the CIA provided for them. And he said, I'm done. He goes, I'm done.
Look at Benjamin Netanyahu and the tens of millions of dollars. He was, what was it, $36 million a month he was given of this?
$35 million a month in cash to Qatar.
But, you know, but listen to me. If you're a Zionist and you're a Baptist and you basically are going to support Israel or Assemblies of God and you're going to support Israel no matter what they do, don't listen to this show because you may have a head check and we may say, hey, maybe you don't need to do this. Maybe there's a problem here. Maybe we need regime change. And Dave Hodges said something to me yesterday, and it was very succinct and to the point. You know, he said, Ted, he goes, it says that we're supposed to support Israel, is what the quote is all the time out of the Bible, which it doesn't say that, by the way. It doesn't say that Christians are supposed to support that. That was Old Testament. And he goes, I'm not under an Old Testament covenant at all.
No.
I'm under a New Testament covenant with Jesus. He says, that Old Testament stuff is an old covenant. And you know what's funny to me? These same Baptists and Assemblies of God preachers that I know, they will turn right around and I will say to them, you know, you don't need to eat pork. It's the number one cause of cancer globally.
And they go,
that's Old Testament.
Yep.
You can't do that. That's Old Testament. I'm like, no, this is the World Health Organization. And the God also says in the Old Testament, if you eat this stuff, you're going to get cancer, you have these long, lingering diseases, and you're going to die. And so from a biblical standpoint, there's a principle here we need to kind of look at. No, it's Old Testament. But then they still quote
all. They want to quote Abraham and God's covenant together.
And before Israel was even formed.
I know.
You said support Israel. Before Abraham.
Well,
and
Israel got its covenant fulfilled. They got their inheritance. They got their inheritance.
They did.
They killed him.
They killed Christ.
They got their inheritance.
And God told Moses in the last book of Deuteronomy, they're talking, right? They're having how incredible would that be?
That's pretty wild.
Having this conversation with God. And Moses writes it all down.
Yeah.
And God says to Moses, he goes, hey, look, here's the deal. Once you die, these guys are going to go right back to the ancient, now I'm paraphrasing, Babylonian religions, Canaanite religions, and they're going to start offering their children to foreign gods and sacrificing their own kids again. And Moses says, no, and it's not going to happen. Why did God know it's going to happen? Because God's omnipresent. He was already there. He was watching it happen in real time, because to him, real time is all of time space combined together. I'm the Alpha. I'm the Omega. I'm the beginning. I'm the end. All at the same time. I mean, it'd be kind of wild watch all of history unfold in front of you at the same time, Austin. And you can step in any point you want and see what's going on and know everything that's going on from the beginning to the end.
It'd be like a linear chart.
Oh, my God.
And you could just kind of.
But you're on it all the time.
You'd be watching all the way down. You scale it.
You know,
that's wild.
That's an omnipresent God, okay? And that's why when Christ went back to heaven and became omnipresent again, he became an omnipresent sacrifice for our sins, so his blood would cover us for all eternity.
For all and all humans that accepted him.
Yes.
Not just a chosen people from the Old Testament. That's the thing that people forget.
And, you know, and what's crazy is that when Dave said that to me yesterday, I kind of laughed and I said, well, that's true. And I've never really thought about it like that because they always want to put the Old Testament, you know, on a, you know, tithing is so important. It's not even mentioned in the New Testament. Malachi and tithing is all Old Testament stuff to the priests and the prophets. And then you get these preachers, they have all these, they want to have all of these Israeli feasts. All this other crazy stuff. I told you yesterday, I was talking about it. This female preacher that I personally know that I'm kind of ashamed to know, and she's well-known publicly, nationally.
Send me that video.
Oh.
I don't even bring up anything as far as names.
No. She goes, I've got all these people. She's got this big conference. She's praying for people, laying on hands. She goes, I've only got 3 envelopes here, and until I get $100,000, I'm not laying hands on anybody. She said
verbatim. Yeah, I was shocked.
And I'm like, where in the world did Christianity go? What is the name it, claim it, blab it, grab it garbage that they started promoting in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s that pushed this all the way through to we have now when you had these high-level Masonic leaders being given tent ministries and radio ministries and TV ministries in order to subvert Christianity? Where's true repentance? No, it's about name it, claim it, blab it, grab it. You give me money, you'll be blessed. I'm so sick of it, Austin. And when I saw that with her the other day, I sent it out to a bunch of my friends with a bunch of vomit emojis with it. I'm like, this is unbelievable. I said, what is wrong with these people? And that woman has been like that now that I know of, because I've known her for almost 25 years, for about 25 years. And I could tell you stories and stories and stories on all of this stuff. That's why I say to you, I'm going to say it again. I go to the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. It's pre-Scofield Reference Bible. It goes back to the 1500s with Martin Luther. We don't teach this whole thing, you know, with the Jews and the temples and all the other stuff that they have in the New Testament stuff and the rapture and all that. It's not part of our doctrine because it was never part of the doctrine of the church until the mid-1850s when Darby brought it up and then Scofield wrote about it and then the guy Untermeyer started printing it. You know, who was basically pushing Zionism with Theodore Herzl. All of this stuff is being designed to us to basically brainwash and train us. And the sad part about it is it doesn't have to be that way if you just open your eyes and look. Just pay attention to what's going on. But we don't want to do that. We got to continue to stick our heads in the sand and pretend like nothing is going to happen. It's okay to have AI monitoring. It's okay to give a weapon system AI autonomous.
The Department of Defense.
Have they not watched Terminator?
They have. Terminator, man, the older I get when I've seen these films, I mean, that first Terminator was 81. I mean, you got to think about that. They were coming up with the ideology to make a movie based on AI weapon systems going rogue in 81. We didn't even have cell phones back then to run around with, like real cell phones, not the briefcase ones. But yet they were coming out with AI. It makes you kind of wonder how far ahead of the times they are when they make movies like that.
I tell you guys, and I tell you this very, very clearly, the weapon systems they let us see, the technology they let us see, is 500 years, in my opinion, behind actual abilities of what we have because of what we did in the retro engineering from Roswell back in 47. Read the book The Day After Roswell by Colonel Corso. New York Times bestseller. Read the book, The Money Mafia by Helluride. And he talks about the book with Colonel Corso. And he goes, every word of that book is true. Every word.
Yeah.
So we have an alien breeding program. And I talk about this in depth in Angel Wars. The reason they did this on the Earth back in the Genesis 6 is because they had lost their plan of salvation because Lucifer had fallen, and these fallen ones had no way they could be redeemed back to God and be back in God's dimension and be with God for eternity. They couldn't do it. So they tried to figure out a way to breed with humans to get a separate plan of salvation for themselves. That's why they did what they did, and God rejected it because they were no longer human DNA. That's why we warn people, don't be taking COVID shots, don't be changing your DNA. But I'm telling you, if you're a born-again child of the Most High God, the blood of Christ comes in and restores your DNA to that of the Father and allows you to come boldly before his throne through Christ and pray and petition God. We have to remember who we are in Christ Jesus all the days of our life, Austin. If we don't, we basically get all caught up in this fear porn. That's awful. Exactly right. That's right. We can't. We got to know who we are. I mean, in 100 years, none of us here anyhow. Get that. We're going to be in heaven or in hell. We're picking the choice here right now with what we do. And we've got to understand that. We've got to make the right choices while we're here.
Reminds me of that film, Last Mohicans, when they're standing on that hill.
At the end.
It's just a tense scene. And he goes, we were here once.
We were here once.
And it's wild sometimes how everybody gets so wrapped up in all these other little subplots that are always going around the world and all these different topics. And I'm well aware. We cover stuff. Sometimes you got to cover news. But it's ironic sometimes how some people be so obsessed with certain news topics, certain things that are going on, certain countries and little tiny countries in the Middle East that dictate what everybody does if you want to listen to that crap. And yet they completely and totally ignore what's actually happening in their lives at home right now with their family, with their friends, with their community. And it's bizarre to me sometimes. That's why I try to remind people to come back to that inner circle, that place where you actually find your peace. You work on things for yourself. You work on things for your family. And one of the things working on yourself, here's an article that Harrison wrote for me. He says, can a daily multivitamin actually slow biological aging? What new research shows. Because for years,
we reported on this. Remember, Harrison wrote an article on it.
He went into detail. He really extrapolated on even further. He said, many multivitamins have been dismissed by critics as a little more than nutritional insurance, simple backup plan. It was a phrase not entirely wrong, but it may be too small. Research shows the role of broad-spectrum multivitamin may extend far beyond filling obvious nutrition gaps. The study published in Natural Medicine in March 2026 raised more profound questions. What if consistent daily intake of essential vitamins and minerals can influence the rate at which your body biologically ages? And the answer in this research study, it does. You put crap in, you get crap out, so to speak.
And you age fast.
You age fast. You put a bunch of ultra-processed foods, a bunch of excitotoxins like MSG, a bunch of basically high-fructose corn syrup. You wreck your liver. You wreck each individual organ as it goes along. I've witnessed that now, and I've started to do more research on these ingredients. A lot of these ultra-processed ingredients, they have certain factors that they affect way more than others. And when you start wondering, is it coincidental that they put all these different ingredients in these foods in conjunction with one another? And the answer is no. I did an entire report on it last year about how the ultra-processed food industry works the same way that big tobacco does. And they went in and they did research on how to find the most addictive ingredients to make the product overly addictive more than anything they could come up with. So they have the right amounts of sugar and salts, the right amount of carbohydrates, the right amount of preservatives, the right amount of MSG, and they put them in to make these foods not only be addictive, but in my opinion, to also make you sicker. You know, why is it that some people are so obsessed with all these other little news topics, but yet they still drink, you know, a gallon of diet soda a day or regular soda? I just told you guys yesterday, the research shows one cup of soda massively increased, like 50% increased your risk of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease in the future.
You know, it's funny. I have a friend of mine who's a mechanic. I mean, top-tier mechanic. And it's funny because he didn't listen about his personal health. He's had all kinds of weight problems and health issues and everything else. He's drinking a gallon of diet sodas a day. You know, and then he went blind in his left eye because it causes optic nerve degradation. And I told him and warned him about the blindness issue with it because that had been well documented. And they even warned airline pilots not to drink it because of what it did to vision. And it was so funny. And then one day he's talking to me and he goes, keep premium in your car all the time. I said, what? He says, premium, 93 octane. Yeah. And I see, and he goes, well,
keeps valves cleaner.
Here we go. And I said, what are you talking about? It's like, you know, dollar more a gallon. He goes, oh, no. It's nothing more a gallon. You know, if you drive a car on premium fuel, and this is 20 years ago he told me this. He said, you're going to keep everything, your injectors, your valves, everything clean.
I've heard that too from mechanics.
He says, you're going to have a massive increase in the longevity of your engine. In other words, instead of it driving 100,000 miles without a major overhaul, it's going to drive 200,000 or 300,000 miles. So the extra money you paid for the premium gas, it's not even going to be there anymore. You're going to save all that money on repairs. And I looked at him, I thought, I wonder how he can tell me this and still eat, drink diet sodas.
Yeah.
That was the segue I'm trying to make here. You know, we know that if you perform, you know, optimally with the right nutrients in your body, you're going to live longer, you're going to prosper, and you're going to be healthy, you're going to feel great all the days of
less
your life.
Less mechanic work.
Okay.
Let's doctor's visits.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so, but yet people will sit there and just not, they'll take care of their car, put the highest grade octane gas in it, but won't take care of themselves.
Yeah.
They'll basically eat the cleanest food they can possibly find for their dogs and their cats and their animals. You know, there are places in Germany. I didn't know this. And you get then they have them in the United States too. They have people that specially formulate dog food, all organic.
Oh yeah, they got them in the U.S. too.
All fresh, and I mean it's expensive. And what they do is they go to this place, they get this dog food. You have to get it fresh like every week,
yeah.
And they manufacture it in their homes. And sometimes they have factories that do it. And then you go buy the stuff fresh for your pets because it's so important to you to keep those pets alive and healthy. But you'll go out and have a, you know, junk food breakfast, junk food lunch, and junk food dinner while you're feeding your pet the highest quality food you can give them.
Yeah, like I said, McDonald's and Taco Bell while you're drinking soda.
And you do the same thing with your children. You give
them
the junk.
That's the worst. You give them into it.
Well, then you got the kid who's 50, 60, 70 pounds overweight when they're 10 years old, which is forcing them a lifetime of obesity and problem with their weight is what it does because you all got all those fat cells. But yet they won't – they'll feed their dogs right and they won't listen.
But my favorite one is I always get a few people to get mad at me about this. But, you know, you talk to somebody and they're like 350 pounds. They're fighting their weight. They drink a 2 liter of soda, mm-hmm. all this junk food. I talk to them about it. They don't listen. But, hey, if I bring up who threw the longest, you know, basically pass – in 1991 in the NFL, although rail out every single name, every single yardage, every single game, every single everything about a football game or a baseball game. Oh, yeah. So, all the way back to 1950. Bro, just stop eating McDonald's is all I wanted to talk to you about. You complain about your pancreas and your liver. Why don't you actually put that memory to good use? A lot of people are fairly smart. A lot of people blame stuff on negligence, ignorance, or stupidity. Stupidity means you don't have the capacity to understand it. That is not categorized the vast majority of people. Majority of people, in my opinion, it's just negligence. You don't care. You have more important things that are more important to you than your health or your children's health. You'd rather focus on your NFL game every single weekend. You know, it's ironic to me, too, when I talk to people, they'll go, and I get it. They go, well, I don't drink alcohol. Good. You shouldn't. But they'll sit there and guzzle down a 2 liter of diet soda while they're eating a big fat pork rind and eating deep fat fried onion rings. I don't drink alcohol. I'm like, honestly, bro, you're probably better off eating organic and having organic beer than eating that crap in your body every single day. Mm. And I'm not promoting alcohol, but I'm saying it's funny how some people pick and choose these random things. And, well, I don't drink, so I don't have to worry about my health. I've heard that before. I don't drink, so it doesn't matter. Buddy, what you're putting in your body right now probably is worse than a little bit of ethanol you burn off.
Well, the crazy part about it is like with the diet sodas, brain tumors, brain cancer, seizures, headaches, optic nerve degradation, memory lapses,
biological
depression,
aging.
Biological aging.
That's what it says here. This article says one of the most promising ways scientists estimate biological age by studying DNA methylation, a pattern of chemical tags that attach to DNA and help regulate which genes are turned on and off. These patterns shift over time and can be used to generate what's known as epigenetic clocks.
There you go.
Simple terms,
epigenetics.
Are laboratory tools that estimate how fast the body is aging by reaching age-related changes written into the genome's regulatory markers. When you look at products like aspartame, you look at stuff like high fructose corn syrup, it massively turns up your estimated aging or your biological age-related changes. It turns it up. It speeds it faster. It's like watching a clock that's going around an hour a day, and it starts to go an hour a day instead of 1 minute, 2 minutes. So now you're 30, now an hour, 30 minutes. That's what these products do to the body. They increase the rate of speed that your body starts aging, and biological aging occurs much quicker.
So Harrison showed on the study that was done that basically when you take multiple vitamins, a good high-quality multiple vitamin, you slow down the biological aging. And now, well, the other thing with the biological aging, too, it deals with the integrity of blood vessels, including blood flow to the brain. Always remember that.
Yes.
That's really, really important, which is one of the primary causes of senile dementia. I've got another friend of mine. He's been diagnosed now with early onset Alzheimer's disease.
Yeah.
And he has a problem with real severe memory lapses now. And I had a talk with him, and I said, what are you taking as far as drugs? And I told you the story a few weeks ago. He's taking 3 prescription medications for high blood pressure and 1 as a diuretic water pill. And all 3 of those, and by the way, a lot of medicines are like this for people. They start causing problems with memory lapses. So now the medicine that he's on is causing problems with this. And I asked him about 2-3 weeks ago, we found this out. I actually linked the medicines to his deterioration. And I said to him, I said, dude, you need to stop doing this. You need to find other alternatives to this, these medications you're taking. And I asked him yesterday, have you stopped taking this? Have you worked with your doctor yet to titrate the dosing down? No. And I'm like, you've been diagnosed with pre-Alzheimer's.
How bad does it have to get before you decide to make a change? You're taking three drugs that are causing this. Why are you doing this? And he looked at me and goes, well, I don't know. Well, the problem is this. Like you said, Austin, a lot of it's because they don't care. I have a friend of mine named Ken. Ken May, great guy. And I love the guy. He's a good brother. And he said to me one day, he said, people always have the money to buy what they want.
That's exactly right. They'll always find a way to buy what they want.
And they always have the ability to do what they want. And so if they want to come off of drugs like this, they'll find a way to do it. If they have this bowling ball they've got to have, they're going to find the money to buy the bowling ball.
If they want to have, you know, Netflix Premium Max or whatever the stupid ones they have now. Some of these subscriptions for movies now are anywhere between $15 to $20, $30 a month.
Or more than that.
It's crazy. Oh, yeah, I got that. I got my high-speed internet so I can watch it every single night.
No, I knew this one lady. She had filed bankruptcy twice. Getting ready to file bankruptcy the third time, and I was trying to help her with her finances, and she had $600 a month in movie channels and premium content. Yeah. $600 a month.
Okay? Satellite features, all this stuff. Like, all these different subscriptions.
Almost $8,000 a year in this junk, and she was addicted. And when you walk into her house, the TV was on 24/7. It's always on. And I said to her, I said, you're filing bankruptcy for the third time. Maybe you need to cut some of this crap out. Maybe it's not okay. You can't keep doing this. But they get so addicted to it, Austin, they always have the money to buy what they want. And see, that's what you don't want to have happen in your own life, where everything's so important to you that you'll spend whatever you have to get what you want in order to even bankrupt your own self. I've seen it repeatedly.
But then at the same time, they don't want to spend a penny on their health. But I know people that will go out and they'll go buy $200, $300 every weekend in meals. Go out and eat all the time. Which is okay. I don't mind. I like eating out sometimes. It gets expensive now, but I like doing it.
It makes you gain weight, too.
I tip really good when I do it because I used to be a server. So if you're not going to go out, if you're going to go out and eat really good and you're going to spend the money, again, don't be that guy. Don't be that.
The guy who breathes free air.
Don't be that guy that goes out and buys a $100 dinner, $200 dinner, and, you know, well, service was good, but it wasn't that good, and I don't know. And they start that complaint. I've been out with people like that, and they eat the whole meal. Everything's great the whole time for them. And at the end, well, I don't know if it was that good. I don't know if this is that good. You know, I'm only like $5. Five. I was out with someone one time. I do not associate with them anymore. A guy named Orlando, and he was like that. I went to dinner with a few friends, and I actually gave the waitress more money before I left because I got a check about it. It was so stinking cheap, I had to go back and give her money because I felt bad because he just completely skipped on the meal.
Let me tell you a story. You guys love my stories, okay? I'm in college, and we go out to a place called the Subway Restaurant. Now, it wasn't the Subway sandwich shop like we have now. It was a pizza place in Tallahassee.
Pre-name?
On Tennessee Street. This is way back when, right? And I wasn't eating that night. I'd already eaten. I went out and had a glass of iced tea. All I had was iced tea. That's it.
Yeah.
Nothing else. Well, I was with a bunch of guys that basically ordered a bunch of food. I drank iced tea. That's all I had. I think it was 35 cents was my iced tea.
Gosh.
That was about
what a time to be alive.
Then. Right, right. It was great, you know. And so I was there, and so I basically threw a dollar down for the iced tea.
Yeah.
I think I had change. I think four quarters down, which is basically a 100, and I got a couple glasses of iced tea from her, and I gave her a great tip for what I had. Well, these guys are all a bunch of douches. Excuse my language, okay? Not really a cuss word, but it's not a healthy word, not a fun word.
Well, it's a descriptive action for people that act like that.
And they straight just nothing. And I looked at them. I said, dude, I said, don't do that. This lady may have kids at home.
Yeah.
She may be trying to pay bills. She may have housing problems.
You've been hogging the table for an hour and a half.
Oh, and they all just laughed. They thought it was funny. Well, she walks outside after us and so mad, and she took the money I had given her, and she throws it at all of us.
You were there.
She threw it at all of us. And I looked at her and said, hey, I tipped you like, you know, 150% or whatever it was. I had a couple glasses of iced tea, and the guys were all laughing in the parking lot, and I felt so sorry for her.
Yeah.
Because she didn't deserve that. She's trying to pay bills. You think she wants to be waiting on a bunch of college kids that are a bunch of spoiled fraternity
brats?
Yeah,
I was about to say, yeah. A bunch of trust fund kids?
No, I'm not a fraternity brat. I wasn't in a fraternity. But these guys were just the piss. And they always like to make fun of people. You know, always put people down all the time. I quit hanging out with them. I said, you guys are going to do crap like this. I'm not going to hang out with you.
Well, I don't like associate with people like that. It's jokes and joking. If you got internal jokes, you're funny, you're having fun, I get it. But when you constantly are going around and you're basically skimping people like that at meals and making fun of them.
Well, yeah. So, let me tell you something. Let me say something about sarcasm. That's why I hate sarcasm, okay? Sarcasm is a way to insult somebody without insulting them.
You insult them. You tell them how you really feel about them. Then you say, I was only kidding. The Bible tells you in Proverbs not to do that. It says don't tell people stuff and say, I was only kidding. Don't do that. It's very, very, it's very rude is what it is. And what it does, it allows you to try to build yourself up. I learned this a long time ago from Jim Rohn. I always like to quote Rohn. There's two ways to have the tallest building in the town. One is to work on your own building one brick at a time until you have the tallest building. Number two is come in with a D8 or D9 cat bulldozer and tear all the other buildings down. Then you got the tallest building. Well, why don't you just build your own building one brick at a time and leave everybody else alone? That's the problem that most people have, Austin. They want to come in and tear people down for the things that they've done while they've accomplished nothing in their life. It's awful. That's why when I tell you the stories about some of these evangelists that I know about personally, I don't give you their names. Why? Because I'm not going to start tearing down people like that. I don't want to do it. And all you end up doing when you start doing stuff like that, you get yourself into a bunch of lawsuits. That's it. I know some guys that are podcast guys. They had to get they ran their mouth a few years ago, got into a giant lawsuit out of Canada. It was a mess because the one guy couldn't keep his mouth shut. And the sad part about it is, what benefit is that if we're in the Patriot community and we're trying to tell the truth about the New World Order, tearing into each other? What good does it do,
no,
Austin?
No, it doesn't. It's just side humor. It was funny to me because I'm a car guy, and it was ironic because I know a lot of you guys don't like him. Hey, he's got some good stuff. Sometimes he's an absolute loon. It's Andrew Tate. He was on this podcast.
I like Andrew Tate.
He had some funny stuff, though. He was on this podcast a while back ago, and he had bought a Bugatti. And it was like this gold color. He bought a Bugatti. He just sold it. There's too much maintenance on it. So we talked about the other day. They're interviewing him, and they're giving him a hard time about the color. Ah, ugly colors. It's bronze, gold, blah, blah, blah. And they're like hammering on the podcast. He's sitting there. He doesn't say anything. And he's like, what color did you order your Bugatti in? Boof. Dead silence. No response.
That's a multi-million-dollar car.
Right. So it's funny how a lot of times the people that want to talk the most crap are the ones that didn't accomplish anything like that, especially in the podcast where you see that now. These people online, I've dealt with it too. They want to sit there and criticize the show, criticize what we talk about, criticize this, and I go look at it. They've never supported the show on time.
Well, they've never bought a bottle. They've never bought a tube of toothpaste. Oh, by the way, people who don't really support things and basically get things for free, yeah. Highlight, Supreme Court cast doubt on Trump's order on birthright citizenship.
Ooh.
Trump came in and said, ooh, basically, you had to be born, you had to be a citizen, and you had to, your parents had to be citizens, and that all the lower courts have overruled him, and now the Supreme Court's saying they're probably going to rule against Trump on this and allow birthright citizenship because of that one, I think it's the 14th Amendment.
Yeah, is that including the anchor babies?
Yes.
The girls that get across the border?
Yeah.
With pregnant?
You come running across.
Get the foot across the border while they're getting weather bad.
While the water breaks, was across the border, and now all of a sudden you're born in the United States, you have citizenship rights, you got an
anchor baby. Wild. We're the only country that
does
that.
We are like the only country. Yeah. One of the only countries that does that. And the crazy part about it, there are a few countries that do it, not just us. But the crazy part about it is that, you know, Trump now is having pushback from the Supreme Court. And so the sad, crazy thing is he put three of the guys on the bench.
I know, I saw that.
So be careful with all of this stuff. Because, I mean, and the truth of the matter is they thought about doing all this stuff, especially after the Civil War and all the stuff they were doing, because the population had been so decimated, Austin.
That's exactly right. It's a war of attrition. Each side kept on bodies, man.
Well, the reason the South lost that war was because they ran out of men, and Lincoln was bringing all those doggone mercenaries, those Hessians, in from Europe.
Germania.
Yeah, they were bringing in the Germans.
Mercenaries from Deutschland.
They couldn't even speak English. They were having to talk to them in German.
They didn't care. They're getting paid.
Yeah, they were
there to get paid. That's what they are.
And so they wanted to have the ability to bring basically the United States back up from a population loss, and that's one of the reasons they did that. So it's interesting.
Listen to this, too. I'm going back to my Ultra Multiple Powder. I think it was a great article. I've been reading.
I love that product.
It says the effects were not extremely dramatic, but do not understate them. The study describes changes as small but statistically significant when multivitamins high quality are taken. In aging science, small doses do not actually mean trivial. The author explains that the observed slowing corresponded age clock was roughly 2.7 to 5.1 months less biological aging after 2 years when a high-quality multivitamin is taken. So after 2 years, taking a whole, like, really high-dose multivitamin, like the multivitamin powder, reduced aging by 2.7 to 5.1 months just on a two-year scale.
That's
huge, by the way.
That's about 10%.
10 to 25.
That's big, yeah.
Yeah.
And so that means if you're 50 years old or you're 70 years old, biologically, you may be doing it your whole life. You may be in your 40s still.
Correct. Mental acuity, energy, organ-wise.
Oh, another good news. Supreme Court has ruled against Colorado's ban on conversion therapy for LGBTQ kids.
Detail that again.
The Supreme Court on Tuesday ruled against a ban banning conversion therapy in Colorado. There's so many gays in Colorado, they basically pushed a law saying you couldn't try to convert somebody who was 6 years old to want to be gay or 8 years old.
So they're reversing that?
An 8-1 high majority rule sided with a Christian counselor who argues that law banning talk therapy violates the First Amendment.
It does, very much
so.
They
just agreed that the law raises free speech concerns and sent it back to the lower court to decide if it meets legal standards that passed for a few laws passed. Justice Neil Gorsuch, writing for the court, said the law censors speech based on viewpoint. The First Amendment, he wrote, stands as a shield against any effort to enforce orthodoxy in thought or speech in this country. They got it right.
They actually got it right. I'll give them that.
Well, here's the thing. You got a 6-year-old who's confused because he's in a theta brainwave state. You send him to a Christian counselor to try to get some help, but the Christian counselor can't say anything about being a boy. And so now,
because it's illegal.
Because it's illegal to talk to him.
You can't talk, and it's a consensual conversation. The kid's sitting there talking about what he feels. Counselor's talking about how he feels. Well, I'm sorry, little Timmy. I can't go into elaborate any further because it's illegal for me to talk to you how this could affect you in the future.
Or you have a 25-year-old guy or girl who basically have decided to be, you know, homosexuals or lesbian.
Tranny.
But now they're feeling like they don't want to do it anymore. They want to go talk to somebody about.
Yeah.
And they say, you can't do that.
Well, on top of that, too, that massively violates the aspect of HIPAA and basically the client privilege as far as with the psychiatrist. Or psychologist. So now you're saying, well, we're going to find out what y'all are saying privately. If he turns you in and says something about you, you're now breaking the law. That's a really good move. I'm glad somebody got their head out of the sand out there in Colorado. Because sometimes, I love Colorado. I love that beautiful state. I mean, they got some stupid people out there sometimes that are in positions of power. And they all migrated from California. And now they migrated to the U.S., God, we got some idiots in here in Florida. I mean, Florida is passing nonstop idiotic laws back and forth every single month now, I feel like. Now they've passed an exhaust law. Not joking. I just found this out.
Wait a minute.
So back, you know, for the longest time it's been, if you're X amount of decibels at 35 feet away, that they could ticket you. Nobody really cared. It's Florida. Now they're saying if the exhaust is revved in an exaggerated manner or in a peculiar or odd manner, the officer can pull you for it now. I'm like, you guys have nothing better to do. We have one of the highest child trafficking states in the entire country. And the Senate in Florida is worried about exhaust notes.
I have to admit, though, the other day I was at the gas station and somebody had a set of open headers on a car going down 92 with bad mufflers on it. And it was so loud.
Well, I get it. It's sometimes obnoxious. It's obnoxious. You know, but then here's my favorite part. The most obnoxious culprit to this are exempt motorcycles. Motorcycles are 100% exempt from this law.
Oh, I've heard those open pipes.
I do. Don't get me wrong. I love bikes. Grew up on bikes. But I have heard some of the most obnoxious Harleys pull up at gas stations. When I'm talking header out. And they pull up and it's like the whole gas station resonating. I mean, it's open header. There's a foot of header coming out of the exhaust.
Yeah.
Motorcycles completely exempt. Because they didn't want to affect the tourism with Daytona and other aspects. So now they've done it so they could just start ticketing more people arbitrarily.
I had my bike one time, got a bad header on it.
Oh,
and I ran it. I brought it home with me. I had to get earplugs. It was so obnoxious.
I had that CBR. I had a full acropovic system on that CBR, and it was loud.
Oh, by the way, something dark is going on. 9 top-level scientists die or go missing in the past year who deal with space and who deal with nuclear weapons and all kinds of stuff at research laboratories. They've just disappeared. Remember how they did this back about 10 years ago with the top nutrition guys and top medical doctors who were going out and telling people how to stay healthy, and suddenly they started disappearing.
Yep.
Remember?
Yep.
And see, here's the biggest problem. Almost everything they've told us about space is a lie. Almost everything they've told us about this planet is a lie. And when these guys go rogue and start saying something ain't right, I'm seeing things in the telescope that aren't what they're supposed to be, shut him up.
Look what they did during COVID. I mean, every single platform I know on social media, banned.
Remember the Dirty Dozen? They took tens of millions of our views down out of YouTube because they said, can't put it up. Now, if we literally, how long does it take us off YouTube now if we put something up? 30 seconds? 15 minutes?
15 minutes. Enough for the moderators to get a hold of it. We had our friend, he came out and said, D3 is really, really good right now during COVID. It helps your immune system. 100% factual statement. Fought years, millions of dollars. This is what they do. They don't want to have a conversation or an intellectual dialect or a debate. They want to shut down all opposition. That's communism. One side gets to talk, the other side has to shut up and follow orders.
That's not
a republic.
I've got a statement for you that'll really make all these people that do that's mad. Keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, for he's the author, he's the finisher, he's the perfecter of our faith. He created the heavens and the earth, and it's through him we can do all things. This is the day the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice, and I will be glad in it all the days of my life, every single day. Now, that can hair lip all these people and make them unbelievably mad. Just thought I'd mention that to you. Keep your hearts and minds in Christ. If you're listening to podcasts that don't talk about Jesus, you need to change that podcast.
You guys need anything, you know where to get hold of us. Hope you enjoyed the show today. Had a slow opening, strong finish. Hope you guys are having a fantastic evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thyroid support. Read about it. Check it out. Have a good evening.